got it wrong. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden says he believes Russia's President Putin expected a vastly different outcome when he ordered the invasion of Ukraine earlier this year, the president telling CNN.
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated significantly.
He added the U.S. has contingencies in place should Putin make good on his threat to use nuclear weapons. The president addressing several other topics in the interview.
Asked about weather experts, many of whom have already said we're in a recession, are right. Biden said this.
There's no guarantee that there's going to be a recession. I don't think there will be a recession. If it is, it'll be a very slight recession.
By all traditional measures, we are already in the throes of a recession. As for his now infamous fist bump Saudi trip to ask for a break on oil.
Hey, let's get straight why I went. I didn't go to one about oil. I went about making sure that we made sure that we weren't going to walk away from the Middle East.
U.S. officials at the time said they had an understanding with Saudi Arabia that it would actually increase oil production in the fall. They cut production instead.
Fox's Kevin Cork, a police officer, has been shot and killed in Greenville, Mississippi during a shootout that's left at least two other people wounded. They've not released her name yet. Already fired for the unwarranted use of deadly force, former San Antonio police officer James Brennan has been charged with aggravated assault and turned himself in. His body camera video showed the officer shooting an unarmed teenager in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant. 17-year-old Eric Cantu remains on life support. Jurors in the penalty phase of accused Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz murder trial are expected to begin their deliberations in the morning. They must decide if Cruz deserves the death penalty for killing 17 people in the shootings on Valentine's Day in 2018. In closing arguments, his attorneys argued that Cruz is mentally ill and should not face execution. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Justice Department is telling the U.S. Supreme Court it should stay out of the Trump documents case.
Attorneys for the former president want the Supreme Court to overturn a lower ruling and allow a so-called special master to review roughly 100 documents with classified markings taken from Mar-a-Lago during an FBI search in August. An appeals court sided with the Justice Department's request to limit the review to a much larger batch of non-classified material. DOJ wants the justices to sit this one out, arguing Trump's claim has no merit in a case that involves extraordinarily sensitive government records. Trump insists the documents were no longer classified, telling Fox News presidents can declassify information simply by thinking about it. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A lawyer for the former president who signed a letter stating that a diligent search for classified records had been conducted and that all such documents had been given back to the government has spoken with the FBI, according to a person familiar with the matter. Attorney Christina Bob reportedly told federal investigators she didn't write the letter but signed it in her role as the designated custodian for the Trump records. The date has been set for the coronation of Britain's new monarch.
The ceremony for the coronation of King Charles III is set for May 6th. Next year. An official statement from Buckingham Palace says it will take place at Westminster Abbey in London, where it has been done for the last 900 years. The coronation will be conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The ceremony usually happens several months after a king or queen takes the throne to allow for a period of royal mourning, as well as time to organize and prepare the coronation. Buckingham Palace says the crowning of Camilla, queen consort, will also happen during the ceremony. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Film, stage, and TV star Angela Lansbury has died, probably best remembered as Jessica Fletcher in the long-running TV series Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury was 96. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.